जयापि जनबल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी। जय गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदा नंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजना। जय यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपा 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 प्रभुपा। जय जय गुरुदेव। नितय गौर हरि बोल। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांता स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते। कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौरतिशे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण तो हरे कृष्ण आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम सेशन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 17। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज द डिसेंट ऑफ द रिवर गंगा टेक्स्ट 12। So this is in prose form, just I will read and will read the translation and purport. Esu purusanam ayuta purusayuhu varshanam deva kalpanam nagayutaha prananam vajraha samahanaha balabaya modaha pramoditamaha sauratam mithuni bebaya apavarga वर्षधुत एकगर्भ कालात्रानं तत्र तु त्रेतायुगः समकाल वर्तते। ट्रांसलेशन। इन दिस 8 वर्षास और ट्रैक्स ऑफ लैंड ह्यूमन बींग्स लिव 10,000 ईयर्स अकॉर्डिंग टू अर्थली कैलकुलेशंस। All the inhabitants are almost like demigods. They have the bodily strength of 10,000 elephants. Indeed, their bodies are as sturdy as thunderbolts. The youthful duration of their lives is very pleasing. And both men and women enjoy sexual union with great pleasure for a long time. After years of sensual pleasure, when a balance of 1 year of life remains, the wife conceives a child. Thus the standard of pleasure for the residents of this heavenly region is exactly like that of the human beings who lived during Treta Yuga. Purport. There are 4 yugas: Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. During the first yuga, Satya Yuga, people were very pious. Everyone practiced the mystic yoga system for spiritual understanding and realization of God. Because everyone was always absorbed in samadhi, no one was interested in material sense enjoyment. During Treta Yuga, people enjoyed sense pleasure without tribulations. Material miseries began in Dwapar Yuga, but they were not very stringent. Stringent material miseries really began from the advent of Kali Yuga. Another point in this verse is that in all eight of these heavenly verses, although men and women enjoy sex pleasure, there is no pregnancy. Pregnancy takes place only in lower grade life. For example, animals like dogs and hogs become pregnant twice a year. And each time they beget at least half a dozen offsprings. Even lower species of life, such as snakes, give birth to hundreds of young at one time. This verse informs us that in grades of life higher than ours, pregnancy occurs once in a lifetime. People still have sex life, but there is no pregnancy. In the spiritual world, people are not very attracted to sex life due to their exalted devotional attitude. Practically speaking, there is no sex life in the spiritual world, but even if sometimes it does occur, there is no pregnancy at all. On the planet Earth, however, human beings do become pregnant, although the tendency is to avoid having children. In this sinful age of Kali, people have even taken to the process of killing the child in the womb. This is the most degraded practice. It can only perpetuate the miserable material conditions of those who perform it. Verse number 13. Translation. In each of those tracts of land, there are many gardens filled with flowers and fruits according to the season. And there are beautifully decorated hermitages as well. Between the great mountains demarcating the borders of those lands lie enormous lakes of clear water filled with newly grown lotus flowers. Aquatic birds such as swans, dogs, water chickens and cranes become greatly excited by the fragrance of lotus flowers. And the charming sound of bumblebees fills the air. The inhabitants of those lands are important leaders among the demigods, always attended by their respective servants. They enjoy life in gardens alongside the lakes. In this pleasing situation, the wives of the demigods smile playfully at their husbands and look upon them with lusty desires. All the demigods and their wives are constantly supplied with sandalwood pulp and flower garland by their servants. In this way, all the residents of the eight heavenly verses enjoy, attracted by the activities of the opposite sex. Purport. Here is a description of the lower heavenly planets. The inhabitants of those planets enjoy life in a pleasing atmosphere of clear lakes filled with newly grown lotus flowers and gardens filled with fruits, flowers, various kinds of birds and humming bees. In that atmosphere, they enjoy life with their very beautiful wives, who are always sexually stimulated. Nonetheless, they are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as will be explained in subsequent verses. The inhabitants of this earth are also desire such heavenly enjoyment. But when they somehow or other achieve imitation pleasure like sex and intoxication, they completely forget the service of the Supreme Lord. In the heavenly planets, however, although the residents enjoy superior sense gratification, they never forget their positions as eternal servant of the Supreme Being. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, in the two verse, Prabhupada nicely explains the topmost pleasure of this material world. And generally Prabhupada says that in heavenly enjoyment is superior than the enjoyment in this material world. There is pregnancy at the end of their life, but in this world, this is very common. The pregnancy is instant, but no one wants it. And the pain is also there because of this pleasure. So we'll try to see these points through a topic, Vasana versus Upasana. चार्जर लगा दो, चलेगा, हो जाएगा, एक घंटा हो जाएगा, फिर भी ओके. तो प्रभुपाद वन ऑफ द लेक्चर ही सेज once one is situated in bhakti yoga, there is no more lust and greed. If one has free from lusty desires and greediness, then he is situated in bhakti yoga. And that personality is known as Paramahansa or Amala Atmana. So, therefore, by this statement you can understand lust is considered as mala. And those who are malatma, not amalatma, they are generally highly attracted towards this pleasure. Therefore, when one is free from this desire for enjoyment, he is amalatma. And when one is indulged in this enjoyment, he is malatma. So in this world we see there are living entities who are eating mala, like crow. So we can say he is malatma. But parrot, he is also a bird. He is taking pleasure in fruits, pure things. Therefore he is amalatma. So those who are eating mala, they are malatma. Those who are taking pleasure in amala, they are amalatma. Mosquitoes also malatma. They are drinking blood. But honeybees, they are taking honey. Therefore, you can say they are amalatma in material sense. And cranes, they are eating fishes. But the paramahansas, or you can say hansas, they are exactly drinking milk. They are amalatma. Therefore, in this world also, the standard of malatma and amalatma is decided by the process of their pleasure. Which process you follow to take pleasure, that determines that you are malatma or you are amalatma. It's not just pleasure. Everyone wants pleasure in this world because this is the nature of the soul, anandamaya abhyasat. But the process is determines our elevated consciousness and our degraded consciousness. So this world is known as Maithuna Agar, place for sense enjoyment. At the same time, our Shastra says this world is Dukkhalaya, place of Dukkha. Mam Upatya Punarjanma Dukkhalayam Aswasatam Na Apnuvanti Mahatmanaha Samsidhim Paramam Gatim. The Lord Krishna says in 8th chapter that this world is Dukkhalaya, and Vedic scripture says this is Maithunya Agara. That means in one place it is mentioned this is the place for pleasure, and in other place it is mentioned that it is a place for misery also. This indicates that the pleasure is the cause of miseries in this world. Exactly, this desire for sense enjoyment carry the sense of pain in this world. Everyone has the experience, the power of lust. In our scripture, there are many incidents which shows the power of lust. And this world is created, this body is created, the existence is exist because of sexual intercourse. All living entities, trees, birds, fishes, animals, demigods are the production of lust. Therefore, this desire for enjoyment is very common in every sphere of life and in every living entities. The material world is filled with lust. Nowadays, the digital world also filled with lust. And our scriptural world also, there are many descriptions of lust and power of lust. And this is called vasana. The word vasana indicates, vasa means to sit, or to dwell, or to have, or to indulge. Na means don't. Don't indulge, don't dwell, don't sit. That is exactly kya hai? Vasana. Vas mat kijiye uske saath. But uske saath hi sab log vas karte hain. That is exactly the power of lust. The name indicates don't dwell in that sense enjoyment. But the natural tendency for the conditioned soul is to dwell in that vasana only. The vasana is more powerful than knowledge. The Vedic scripture is filled with knowledge. But there were many personalities who have studied Vedic scripture thoroughly, but still they are affected by this vasana. For example, Ajamil and Ravana. So Ajamil, it is mentioned in our Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th chapter, 6th canto. Ayam hi shruta samparna Sila bruta gunalaya dhruta vrata mrududantaha satyavan mantra vishruchihi guru agni athiti vrudhanam srushruho anahang krutaha sarvabhuta sruhut sadhu mitabak anusuyaka. Ajamil was a such qualified personality. Ayam hi shruta samparna. He had studied the Vedic scriptures very nicely. Sila bruta gunalaya is very well behaved in his dealings. Gunalaya, filled with good qualities. Dhrita bruta and determined. Mruda, he is very gentle. Danta, he is firm in sense control. Satyavan, he is a person of truth. Mantravit, he knows all Vedic mantras perfectly. Suchihi, very pure. Guru Agni Athiti Vrudhanam Srushushu. He serves Guru and Agni deity and the elders of his family very nicely. Anahankruta, free from false ego. Sarvabhut Sruhut Sadhu. And he is in equal vision. And he is a sadhu. Mitavak anasuyaka. The mitavak, he speaks very sweetly. So these are the very highly elevated qualities Ajamil has in his life. But such qualified person lost his sense of purity just by one glance. This proves the power of lust. Therefore, lust defeat morality. Drushtvatam kama liptena bohuna parirambhitam jagama hrutsayavasam sahasaiva vimohitah. Drushtvatam kama liptena, when he saw the prostitute and the sudra, they are indulged in sense enjoyment. What happened? Jagama hrutasaya vasam. The lust which is there within the heart arose, sahasa eva vimohita. Then Ajamil was bewildered. So here a very nice point is there. Jagama hrutasaya vasam. ये जो काम है हृदय में सोया हुआ था हृतसय वासम एंड जगाम जाग गया उठ गया तो इट सीम्स दैट बाय प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मोरालिटी एंड नॉलेज काम इज नॉट डिस्ट्रॉयड और किल्ड बाय दिस प्रैक्टिस द लस्ट और वासना गोज टू स्लीप वो सो जाते हैं. That means the morality or knowledge acts as a sleeping pill for the vasana. And sota hua aadmi kabhi bhi uth sakta hai. Ta uthaya bhi ja sakta hai. Therefore, by this, by practicing morality or knowledge, one can't be free from vasana, but the vasana stays in dormant situation. When there is a situation to awake them, they will arise. So here is the situation. By one glance, that vasana, soya hua vasana, arose from his heart and he was bewildered. And Kali Yuga, there are technologies to awaken the sleeping vasana. And Kali Yuga culture, Kali Yuga literatures, Kali Yuga movies, talks, songs, music, thousands of such things are there just to awaken vasanas. The vasana is there, but the situation generally awakes that vasana and bewilders the living entity. So when this vasana arose in the heart of Ajamil, stambhayam atmanatmanam yavat sattvam yathashrutam नससाक समाधातुम मन मदन वेपितम स्तंभयम आत्माना आत्मनाम. He tried to control his senses. यावत सत्वम यथाश्रुतम. What he heard, what he has experienced, he tried to remind all this knowledge and morality, qualities. But नससाक समाधातुम मन मदन वेपितम. But he fails to control his senses because his mind is hot by the arrows of the Cupid. So this is the situation. The person with full knowledge, with full character, but fails to control lust. Therefore, lust is powerful, which can defeat the knowledge, power of knowledge, and power of morality also. In other hand, Ravan is a person who is a person of knowledge, but not a person of morality. But still, he was also defeated by lust. Therefore, lust is more powerful than morality and knowledge. Lust is more powerful than austerity also. The Sauvari Muni and Vishwamitra Muni, they performed austerities for a long time. Imagine the power of Sauvari Muni. He goes inside the water. He can stop his breathing and start meditation. But lust is so powerful, just by seeing the fishes, he was bewildered. He has the power to tolerate the not breathing. There is no supply of oxygen. Without oxygen, he can live. But he can't tolerate the power of the urge of lust. And in the case of Vishwamitra Muni also, he failed. Therefore, austerity is not powerful than lust, because lust defeats austerity. And lust versus yajna. By yajna, you can't also control lust. The example is Diti and Kashyapa. The Kashyapa Muni was performing yajna. At that time, when he was allured by his wife Diti, he left it.
although he has knowledge, morality, and performing yajna at that time. Therefore, lust is more powerful than yajna also. Lust is more powerful than material relationship, material loving relationship also, like Yayati Maharaj and his son. The Yayati Maharaj borrowed youthfulness for sense pleasure. Therefore, lust doesn't care for relationship. Lust doesn't care for higher position and prestige also. Like Indradev and Ahalya. Indradev, he performed Ashwamedha Yajna. Very difficult to perform. And one has to practice morality and dharma in this world for many years and has to perform 100 Ashwamedha Yajna to elevate oneself to the spiritual world. The topmost position in this material world, heavenly planet, the king of the heaven. That person doesn't care for his high position and prestige because that person also defeated by lust. Lust is more powerful even nectar. That is, you can learn from the Samudra Manthan, demons and Mohini. When the demons saw Mohini, they have the nectar on their hand. But they rejected the nectar for lust. Lust doesn't care for relationship. Lust doesn't care for prestige, fame. Lust doesn't care for destruction of dynasty. Lust doesn't care for nectar. And lust doesn't care for death also. Pandu Maharaj, he knows he was cursed, but he practiced brahmacharya for many years in the Himalaya. But one day, although he knows he was attracted by Madri, and he died. Therefore, lust doesn't care death also. This is the exactly power of lust. Doesn't care for anything. Even doesn't care for God. Therefore, God says, Kamesa Krodhesa Rajaguna Samodhava Mahasana Mahapapama Vidhyenam Yahvairinam. This Kama arises from Rajaguna. Mahasana Mahapapama. He divorces everything in our life and actually force a living entity to commit most sinful activities in this world. Therefore, the sex pleasure is so powerful that doesn't care for life and doesn't care for death, doesn't care for anything. So this is the exactly power of lust. So why lust is so powerful? That we should understand. By nature, the soul is a pleasure seeker, anandamaya abhyasat. And Lord Krishna deposited the highest material pleasure in this lusty interaction. So this is the plan. And there is pleasure. It is not that there is no pleasure. The pleasure is there. And this pleasure is considered as the highest pleasure. Therefore it is said, Maithunyagara. Karagara, which is Maithunagara. Karagara means jahan par logon ko criminals ko bandh ke rakha jata hai. That is Karagara. Vaisya hi this material world is Maithunagara. By this Maithuna, by this pleasure, these living entities are exactly shackled and bound in this world. Therefore, sex is the highest recreation in the whole material creation. Therefore, it is very difficult to give up because the taste, the pleasure is deposited in that activity. Therefore, it is called sambhog. Sambhog means sampurna bhog. Other bhog is not sampurna. Other bhogs are not called as sambhog. That is apurna bhog. But sambhava is sampurna because all the senses, mind, intelligence, ego, is indulged in that process. Therefore, Muchukunda Maharaj says, Nirjata dichakraha bhutta vigraha barasanastha samaraja bandita gruhe sumaithunya sukhe suyositam kridamurgaha purusa isa niyate. Having conquered the entire circle of directions and being thus free of conflict, a man sits on a splendid throne, receiving praise from leaders who were once his equals. This is the condition of a king, very highly appreciated, highly powerful position. There is fame and prestige. Everything is there. But that fame and prestige is not sufficient to give pleasure. He says, but when he enters in the woman's chambers, where sex pleasure is found, he is led about like a pet animal, O Lord. He says, Krishna, that is pet animal, this highly worshipped king becomes a pet animal, pet dog before this pleasure. The powerful boy becomes a toy in the hand of a girl or woman. Or a powerful girl becomes a doll in the hand of a man. It's like that. Therefore, the Vaithuna Sukha is the topmost toy of joy in the world of high and by. You can say like this. So here, the pleasure is very high. Therefore, people don't care for anything. Students do not care for etiquette because of attraction towards beauty. Professionals don't care for their duty because of attraction towards beauty. Householders don't care for their responsibility because of beauty. Sometimes sadhus don't care for purity because of beauty. Gyanis lost their clarity because of attraction towards beauty. Therefore, this is powerful. And this powerful pleasure makes every living entity as a fool. It's like that. And this modern world is filled with such pleasure and such activities. And the sex pleasure and this advertise is common in this world. Although there are many stringent laws to give punishment for the violation, for illegal relationship, but still these things are going on. Previously it was there, now it is there, and in the future it will be there. By this power shackle, exactly Lord Krishna bound everything. In 2021, government report says, total rape in India is 31,677. 87 rapes every day. 3 rapes in every hour. Rajasthan is in number 1, Madhya Pradesh number 2, and Uttar Pradesh number 3. And other states are also there. So this is exactly power of lust. And there are illegal relationship between father and daughter, sister and brother, extramarital affairs, girlfriend and boyfriend, wife swapping, dating, all these things are go on in this world. And there are artificial means for such enjoyment. And this is exactly modern age. The previously the environment was very cool, so it was very easy to remain cool. But nowadays the environment is very hot. It is very difficult to remain cool in the hot environment. So this is the condition of modern situation. But what is the solution? The solution for vasana is upasana. The vasana says don't indulge. And by the upasana, we can exactly control the senses, this desire. The upasana word, upa means very near, and we can say up also, and asana. That worship, that practice, which elevate one's degraded consciousness to the higher consciousness, that practice which elevate a material infatuated personality into a spiritual world, spiritual atmosphere condition, that is called upasana. And Prabhupada says, even a fully qualified brahmana in that purport, mana madana vepita, even a fully qualified brahmana, as described above, could not control his lusty desires and restrain himself from pursuing them because of the force of materialistic life. To maintain self-control is extremely difficult unless one is specifically under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service. So in that purport, Prabhupada clearly says, unless one is specifically under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service, one can't exactly control the senses. Therefore, upasana of Vishnu is essential to control vasana. The vasana degrades us, but upasana upgrades us. Vasana is the cause of bondage, but upasana is the cause of liberation. Vasana is the cause of pain, but upasana is the cause of pleasure. Just as one may be very powerful personality in this world, but he needs protection. Just by getting into a powerful position, he cannot be protected unless he has given special protection. Just like PM, that personality has to be protected by Z plus security. Otherwise, just by getting a PM position, he cannot be protected. If that Z plus security is removed, he will be killed immediately. This is the condition of this material world. Similarly, lust cannot be controlled just by our highest knowledge or good qualities, divine qualities, moralities, following dharma. We have to do all these things. That is there. But Prabhupada says, specifically under the protection of the Supreme Personality of God. God gives the protection. If some personality is protected by Krishna personally, then that person is free from the attack of lust. Therefore, sometimes we think that we are attacked by lust. That means there is no protection. And sometimes there is no lust. We think we are free from lust. That means Lord is protected. Aaj. So in this way, only when Lord desires that this personality or that personality should be free from lust, that personality will be protected from lust. Otherwise, it's very difficult. By our austerity, by our knowledge, by our morality, by our divine qualities. Therefore, devotion is very, very important. In case of Samudra Manthan, you see, the demigods are not attracted by Mohini Murti. In general case, if you see, the demigods are attracted by general beauty of this world. But when they saw Mohini Murti, they are not attracted. They are peaceful. But demons are attracted. So little fragrance of Lord's creation, the little fragrant of beauty of Lord's creation can bewilder the demigods. But here is the Mohini Murti, the topmost beauty of this whole creation, who is bewildered Lord Shiva, who is not bewildered by Maya. But the demigods are protected. Thus this shows, because Lord wants to protect them. Because of Lord's desire, they should not be bewildered by this beauty of mine. Therefore, his demigods are protected by the beauty. And demons are attracted. Therefore, Lord says in Gita, Mahatmanamstu mam parth, daivim prakruti masrita, bhajanti ananya manaso, gyantva bhutadi mabhayam, Mahatma Nam Tu Partha. Those are the worshipper of Vishnu. They are protected by my energy, Daivim Prakruti Mashrita. Bhajante Ananya Manosa. That is Upasana. Because they are serving me, worshipping me, dedicated their life to me. Therefore, they are always protected by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's protection is the only way to control our senses and our sensual desires. Thunder of Maya, but the thunderbolt. Thunder of Maya cannot harm you if you are under the protection of Krishna. Thunderbolt of Maya cannot bold you if you have hold the lotus feet of Krishna with full surrender. So this is the only way. Therefore, Upasana of Lord Krishna protect us from Vasana. Mitigation of Vasana is possible when there is divine protection. Austerity keeps the Vasana in sleeping condition. But Upasana of Lord Krishna kills the Vasana again and again. Therefore, this Upasana should go on. So in case of Mohini Murti, Lord, in case of Lord Shiva, by his example, Lord Shiva wants to preach or give the message to this world. Unless until there is no protection of Krishna, one cannot exactly protect himself from Maya. The example is, we can take the Narad Muni. This incident is there in Ramcharitmanas. When Narad Muni wanted to enter into Grihastha life, one day he has the desire. Big story is there. But he went to the Lord Vishnu and asked for a beautiful body. Lord gave him a monkey body. And the pastime, as you know, it was over. And after many years, Narad Muni asked Lord Vishnu, but why didn't you give me the beautiful body and you have given monkey body? Lord Vishnu said that you saw in Ram Leela, in my Ram avatar, I suffered because of this life. Therefore, I want to protect you. Therefore, I didn't have the desire to give that beautiful body. Therefore, Narada Muni is protected by the desire of Krishna. So Narada Muni is topmost devotee, the source of all scripture. But he needs the protection, direct protection from Krishna, from lust. Therefore, Lord says, Daivhi esa gunamai mama maya durataya mameva ya prapadyante maya metam tarandide. So this power of lust is very difficult to overcome. But who surrender unto me, Maya can't exactly touch him. It's like that. Therefore, Krishna's protection will protect us from Maya, not by our qualification. Therefore, always pray for protection and follow Krishna's instruction. That is exactly real Upasana. Once Tamal Krishna Goswami asked Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Goswami thought, after all, the senses are so powerful that even great yogis like Vishwamitra Muni and Sauvari Muni fell down. The best protection is chanting the Maha Mantra. This was demonstrated by Haridas Thakur, who could not be touched by Maya. Everywhere Tamal goes, he tries to concentrate on chanting. That means Tamal Krishna Prabhu, he is thinking like that, and because of this, he chanting, focus on chanting Hare Krishna. One day he asked Prabhupada, are there any other pure devotees in the world besides you? Prabhupada said. Prabhupada heard this question. Prabhupada has a big smile that lights up his whole face. How many devotees are now in our movement? He asked. Well, counting all these temples together, there might be 75 devotees. Tamal Krishna said. Prabhupada says, then there are at least that many pure devotees in our movement. He said like that. So this is a very nice thing. I read it. So that is the exactly Prabhupada's vision. And Lord says, Apichet Sudurachara Bhajante Mam Ananya Bhag Sadhureva Samantabhya Samyak Vyavasthita Hisa Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. So therefore, when Upasana is going on, then the Vasana will go out. So we should continue our Upasana and the Vasana will be removed by the grace of Krishna. Therefore, Vasana means worshipping senses and mind. But Upasana means worshipping the master of senses and mind. That is Krishna. And Vasana jo hai, that is exactly due to Bahya Sparsha. And jo Upasana hai, that is due to Brahma Sparsha. Therefore, always if you stay in the Sparsha of Brahma, then the Bahya Sparsha will not affect us. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Thank you very much. Please forgive me if any things I have said out of ignorance. Hare Krishna.